At our council meeting last evening and reported revenue for September of $1,420,517.13, and we had expenses for October of $1,098,003.37. In my mayor's report, I noted I received a letter from Frank LaRose asking us to let the voters know that issue one is on the ballot, and if they would like further explanation of issue one, or would like to see the arguments for and against, they should go to the state website at voteohio.gov. We did report a nice turnout for cider time and trick-or-treat this past Sunday in the village. It was a very nice event. We had beautiful weather for it. So, Brent Richter also reported Arcadis completed final phosphorus and ammonia plans for the Ohio EPA for the January 2025 submittal. Also at the pool, the liner has been pulled out of the swimming pool, and a dry ice blaster is scheduled for November 5th, which will remove mold that has accumulated on the walls of the pool in certain areas. We also had some welding tests done on the pool to cover up the holes that were created by the liner, and the welding tests will enable them to put a quote together to let us know what it's going to take to fix those holes. And we're also getting a quote for sandblasting the floor of the pool. Along Jefferson Street, the installation of a retaining wall has been started, which will eliminate the steep bank for mowing, which is a big safety concern for our village employees. And we did have two first readings. The first was a resolution for field paving the invert of a bridge and type culvert with the Ohio Department of Transportation. And the second was an ordinance to adopt council guidelines for future council meetings. Had one third reading, which was the necessity for repairing Park Street, Vine Street, and South Walnut Street starting in the spring of 2025.